myself, Nathan McIntosh. We are here for season three. I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast. I want to thank you for tweeting about it, Instagramming about it, putting it in your stories, rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes, and telling your friends about the podcast. I greatly, greatly appreciate it, and it helps out so much. This episode here is brought to you by Sudio Headphones, sudio.com, S-U-D-I-O. These are great headphones. They have wireless headphones. They have earbud headphones. They have wireless earbud headphones. Right now, I have the Regent Black wireless over-the-head headphones. I love these things. They're black and gold, super casual looking. They don't have a lot of logos on them. They are so, so soft. I can wear these things, not have my ears hurt at all. The wireless feature with the Bluetooth headset, I mean, I have had friends of mine who complain about their headphones, saying that when they're on the phone, people cannot hear them when they're using wireless headphones. And let me tell you, that is not the problem with these. I am on the streets screaming at people while I'm swinging my arms wildly without cords. 24-hour battery life, and if you don't want to use the wireless option, they come with an aux cord that you can plug into anything. And right now, these already reasonably priced headphones, everybody, you can get 15% off with promo code Positive Anger for a limited time for people that listen to this podcast. 15% off any style of their headphones with promo code Positive Anger, and they also ship for free worldwide. That is New Zealand. That is Russia. That is South Africa. That is worldwide. Who ships for free worldwide? Nobody. Check out these headphones. I recommend them. Sudio.com. And speaking of the world, let me get this out of the way. Not really out of the way, but let me do this now before I forget it, because sometimes I do. Shout outs! Shout outs this week. Again, anybody wants a shout out, has a thought on the show, topics they'd like me to talk about, just feelings in general, positiveanger@mail.com. I will respond as quick as I can. Shout outs this week. This person didn't even ask, but you know what? I wanted to give him one. Shout out to Ada in Uganda. Thank you so much, Ada, for listening to this podcast. I greatly appreciate you checking out. I'm happy you enjoy the guests on the show and you find this funny. And I'm happy that you don't think the air horn's too cheesy. Sometimes I'm like, did I use too much air horn? Did I? And then I'm like, I think I did. Ada in Uganda, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We got Drew Patty, who is turning 21. 21 is a big age here in the United Americas, states of. Drew Patty, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I greatly appreciate you, and I hope your 21st birthday is amazing. Have a great day. We also have Grant Heal and Scott McNeese all the way from Australia, all the way down in Australia. Grant Heal, you and myself have had a few conversations over the last year at least. I mean, I've sent you a Christmas card, you've donated to the podcast. I super appreciate you. You just gave me some advice on some coffee shops in New York. I'm going to check them out. We tried the other day, actually, but it was a holiday here and everything was closed. But I will check them out and let you know what I think. But Grant Heal and Scott McNeese have a podcast called The Lunchtime Catch-Up, which is an Aussie Rules Essendon Football Club-based sports podcast that they do weekly. I'm probably pronouncing that one word wrong, but I don't know too much about football, which is soccer. But either way, The Lunchtime Catch-Up, Aussie Rules Essendon Football Club-based sports podcast. If you like sports and Aussie Rules football, more than things, check out the Lunchtime Catch-Up podcast with Grant Heal and Scott McNeese. Thank you guys so much for listening. And last but of course not least, shout out to Marcus Paquette. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And moreover, shout out to Marcus's mom, Katie, who is recovering right now from surgery. Katie, I wish you a very speedy recovery. I hope everything with the surgery went well and everything with the recovery is going great. I know you are a nurse, so I hope that people in the hospital are treating you as such, because, you know, sometimes nurses, they just go, well, you know, it's an off day. Maybe I'll just do whatever. But you are a nurse. You know what's supposed to be going on in there. You know that this is not how they do IVs. This is not how people fluff pillows. I am you. Treat me like you. Katie, I wish you a very speedy recovery, and I hope everything is going great. Again, Marcus, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Yes. Now, this episode here, I'm just going to basically get into it because you know, there's many things that could be talked about right now that I like. Doing Jazz Rant, what about Roseanne? Maybe my thoughts on Pusha T and Drake. I mean, Drake had blackface. What? Whoa! I don't know if... Look, I'll just say this really quickly about the whole thing. I see people post online. I don't know if anybody knows anything about this whole rap beef. I'm not even really going to get into it. I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to walk away. If you want to look into it, or maybe people know. I was in high school when the song Grinding came out, okay? From the Clips. So, I am a huge Pusha T fan. Man has three albums. I've bought every single one without even listening to it. Without even listening to a song, because I know it's going to be great. Him and Drake right now going at each other. And Pusha T just put up a picture that Drake took in the great city of Toronto. Actually, the website has some friends of mine on it. Drake in blackface. You know, yikes! But either way. So there's so many things to talk about that I'm like, well, I'm just going to get into this episode because we get into a lot of stuff here. This episode topic was brought to me by Enely, who asked me my thoughts on the moon landing. And I have on the very funny Sean Donnelly to talk this and aliens. I hope you guys really, really enjoy this episode. All right, well, yeah, Sean, we're just starting right here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's fine by me.
We start with Dan in the room, but Dan leaves.
Dan got a very impressive beard.
Very impressive beard. I love that he's a fellow redhead person,
yes,
like myself.
Yes, 100%.
You know. Me, you too, right? Is this red? Beard's red.
I'm red-ish, yeah. I'm like every color of the rainbow on my beard. And then also people think my hair... Sometimes people think my hair's blonde, and sometimes they tell me it's red. And I'm like, I always thought it was light
beard's
brown.
Red. The beard's red. The and beard's you have freckles. Red. I mean, that's a redhead man.
Yeah, exactly.
This is stupid. Do one of your parents have red hair?
No, they don't. Both my parents. My dad was like light, bright, even more brown than my hair is. And my mom was like, same thing, brown hair.
My mom had, my dad has black
hair. Not
dark
brown, but like, you know, blonde, dirty blondish.
Yeah.
You know? But not red, not like how you guys are.
My dad has like red hair like this.
Yeah.
My mom looks like these headphones, black hair.
Really?
And she's black. My mom's a black woman. No, her hair's just black.
She black Irish?
No. My mom was a white woman with black hair.
No, but you know what black Irish is.
What do you mean?
Like brown eyes, black hair.
Oh.
From Ireland.
I don't even know. No, we're Scottish, but my grandmother had red hair. That's how I ended up with red hair.
Okay.
So my mom has like the thing in her, you know what I mean?
Right.
To like activate red haired people.
Gene. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you need that.
You need both, right?
You need the one full red haired person, or you need like somebody to have it in their side, and then you need to find another person who had it in their side. And then it's like two rings coming together.
Yes.
And then you make one of the mutants.
It's genetic Lord of the Rings. That's
yes,
what it is.
Exactly. Yeah. So here we are. Anyways, I want to say, I didn't give you an intro. Go ahead.
No, I want to say I'm very excited about this. I'm very excited.
I'm happy you're here. First of all, my guest this week, very funny, Sean Donnelly, everybody.
Yeah.
Sean Donnelly has a great podcast called Defend Your Movie.
Yes.
Which I was on, and I defended Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, you did a great job of it, too. It was one of the most excitable, heated debates I think I've had on the podcast.
People, comedians that listened to it messaged me, and they were like, you're out of your mind, man. Batman, Superman, it's so... And I'm like, but that's when you know something is, like, that's when you know something is worth debating, first
of
all.
Yeah, and those are the ones I always get reactions for, with the ones with the high opinion ratio. Like, sometimes we do these obscure ones. Like, Sam Morril, who's a super funny comic. He did Monkey Shines. Some people know Monkey Shines is a horror movie.
Was it the fucking
Yes.
Everybody
knows the box.
Yes.
The box.
I was just gonna say Blockbuster. Yes. I remember the box.
Yes. So he did that. But nobody really knows the movie that well. But
yeah.
It's just a really bad movie. So just like if you watched it, you would have loved it because you would have laughed along with us. But when we do like Marvel Universe stuff, where we do Like, I'm going to do one today that's like, what's the best Wes Anderson movie? Like,
yeah.
I want to do stuff like that. That's when people get, like, involved. They're like, no, you're out of your mind.
Well, Sam actually, after a show one night, there was these girls we were just talking to or whatever, and one of them goes, okay, top five movies you could watch anytime, go. And I named a couple, and then Sam got to his, and they were all, like, old black and white movies.
Yeah, everybody
was like, what are you talking about?
And then one of the
girls, I go, okay, your top five movies, go. She goes, all right, number one, Predator. And I literally got off out of the table. I go, Predator! I didn't think of Predator, but what a fantastic fucking movie.
It's a great movie, yeah.
To watch whenever you want.
Just to have it on.
Just to have it on.
It would not be on my list, but I do respect the choice.
What a great movie,
though.
So everybody, check out Defend Your Movie. And also, Predator sort of leads into what the hell we're talking about.
Kind
of,
yeah, absolutely.
So I got an email from Annalie. First of all, she ended her email with Mrs. Steele, your girlfriend. You ain't taking nobody from nobody, Emily. you try your best. She wanted to know my thoughts on the moon landing, because I believe the way she phrased her email was that she's not into it. She doesn't think that America landed on the moon.
Where is she from?
Canada.
Okay.
The other, I mean, we don't believe anything that happens down here.
Yeah, right. It'd be so funny if, like, that was your biggest export was conspiracy theories.
100%. Coming from the top, you're like, hey, we bridged the South Korea-North Korea. Yeah, sure you did.
Well, you know what happens is this. In America, once you prove one of these conspiracy theories right, then all of them can be right.
Well, which one has been proved
Gulf
right?
Gulf of Tonkin. And what's it called? Basically the Manchurian Candidate stuff. Not MI-13. What's it called? MS, whatever it's called. Where they were like... They basically were like training these guys to be super soldiers.
Yeah.
And they were hypnotizing them and all that. Like basically, Manchurian Candidate. That was proven to be right.
I don't know enough about that.
To try the CIA.
But Tonkin, I do. That was the
Tonkin
thing that started the Vietnam War. Yes.
Which is like, that's a biggie. That's a huge one.
That's a full war that didn't need to happen
at all. And not at all.
So many people died. So much fucking terrible stuff came from it. And the reason it started was fictitious.
The incident. Like, things were boiling up, but the incident that started it was fictitious.
Yeah.
And then they escalated under false reasons. Like, it was insane. Like, that should be... You have no more credibility as a government if that's what happened.
Well, see, this is why every once in a while when somebody's like, why would the government do this? Like, that, exactly right. That's an example. So the moon, her thoughts on the moon landing, and I've had my own thoughts on the moon landing. I don't know yours, but we're getting into it. Let's do it, Sharks Barbecue.
That's what my shirt says.
I looked up a whole bunch of stuff, right? And the more I've looked up, the more I don't know. But before the looking up, I would have said, nah, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't buy the moon landing.
And then this is a first. And then you started going down the trail.
I've been going down the trail reading stuff.
And you believe that it did happen.
I kind of believe that it might have happened. And no, more so, maybe it's just because I'm older and I go, I don't give a fuck, you know? But
my stance is I believe it happened.
Okay.
But I don't. It's one of those things like... Do I believe it happened like the same way I used to go to church as a kid? You know what I'm saying? Like where like I'm just told that for so long.
Yeah.
It's like more traditional than it is. Like I actually believe in something. You know? So I'm wondering why. But my love for conspiracy theories and weird mysteries
so
makes me want to be like, no, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And this is crazy. But if you think about it, if Gulf of Tonkin and MS, whatever it's called, MK Ultra, that's what it's called, MK Ultra. If those two things were like a cat out of the bag. Don't you think the moon landing would have been cat out of the bag? Somebody on that set would have been like, hey, I was the PA. And it was 1950s.
I held the boom mic. The moon landing. Yeah, I did all the catering for that.
They paid me $7 for the week.
What? Neil Armstrong loved turkey sandwiches.
He was a diva. He was a diva. He would have no mayo, and every time he would yell at me, "No mayo,
no
on the
mayo,
turkey.
All mustard, or I'm not going to the moon." And did air quotes. All right, get fucking Armstrong a goddamn mustard turkey sandwich. Well, I mean, maybe, right? But then you go, I don't know. First of all, they're both great stories. The idea that if you do go to the moon, great. If you didn't go to the moon but faked it, great. They're both great stories.
It's one of those things where you can see why they would have faked it because they were in a race. They were a space race.
Exactly.
And they had to make sure it happened.
Against Russia.
Against Russia, of all places.
Which is still a thing.
It's still a thing.
You know what I mean? It's still a Rocky Drago. It's still a complete thing that's probably going to go on for the rest of the time. America and Russia are always going to have some sort
just
of
too
feud.
Different. Yeah. It's just two different places. They, yeah. We have, they have different... They're just... The different plays, there's inherently just different. There's no, you know.
Well, she, okay, so her thoughts on it were that, so now the whole space program, once it was sort of disbanded, they lost, NASA lost a bunch of documents about how to get to the moon. Because the whole thing is right now, and this is...
how to get to the moon.
How to get there.
What was it, Wet Ways? Was it their Ways history? Was it MapQuest from 1966?
You're not going to want to go up Africa. It's not going to, I mean, it's jammed. It is jam-packed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Many people...
Yeah, stay away from the North Star, okay? Make a left at the North Star. Don't go north at the North Star.
You'd think the traffic on the way to the moon today would be pretty empty, but I'm telling you right now, gridlocked. There are families, there's dads just swinging in the back of the shuttle. I will turn this shuttle around. I will go back to Earth so fast.
If you don't stop it, we will not be going to the moon. I will turn this shuttle around.
Kids in the back opening those little frozen packages of, you know, sandwiches.
Like space ice cream? Yeah.
Okay, but so...
I told you, that's dessert.
It's dessert. That we eat that in 2 weeks when we get to the moon.
We have to have space dinner first, and then you get your space ice cream.
What is the trip to the moon anyway? I mean, we can easily look this up, but what is that? Like, it's 2 weeks?
It's gotta be. I'm guessing, right? It takes 6 hours to fly to LA, so yeah, it's gotta be.
It's an 18-hour drive to Orlando.
And they do it by miles. They go, you know, they say it's X amount of miles away. So, yeah, it's got to be, you know, I think after a while, when they would let those, after you have the thrust of the spaceship, don't they just kind of let you...
coast?
Coast, and then I guess you're just guided there, and that's why it takes so long? Like, it's not like you're not being propelled the whole way there.
No,
they have to drop the thrusters because...
3 days.
3 days to
that's
get there?
That's it.
That's not bad.
No, it's like half a year to get to Mars.
Being from New York, that's actually not that bad. I mean, I've been in traffic for 3 days going to Boston one time.
I've taken the E-train and just been like, are you fucking kidding me? That thing just stops in a tunnel. At least this thing's moving. But but that is part of the reason the conspiracy keeps going is because once they shut down the space program, NASA, for whatever reason.
When you say shut down the space program, what do you mean? NASA?
This specific branch. I was reading about this last night. This specific branch of like going to the moon. Let's call it going to the moon.
Yeah.
That's not what it is. Yeah. I don't know anything.
The moon.
Going to the section of NASA where they were like, you're going to the moon, and then they got aliens over here, and then over here it's like, hey man, just figure out how to open these jars of pickles easier.
Yeah.
The moon place, they go, we already went, whatever, we're out, we won the race. And
that's questionable. Like, why wouldn't you just keep going? America to do something like that.
Yes, and also so part of this is they shut it down. They put some files away, right?
Yeah.
And then the people that worked there, they went off and got different jobs. They went and worked at different factory. It did whatever. They just left. So then they don't have the people that made everything to get to the moon anymore. So even if they go, hey, what if we went to the moon again? And we're like, well, you got rid of Gary. He was the thruster guy. You got rid of Susan. She's the shield lady. We can't. There's no way to do it. And then they have to hunt them all down like the movie Armageddon, where you know they got Clark Duncan is on a motorcycle and they got
to chase him down.
Yeah. So her thought is if NASA's losing. Like, how can they just lose these files? Why would they just lose these files? And that, to her...
I'll tell you why. Government ineptness. Civil service. Nobody gives an F. Government ineptness.
Oh, you can swear here.
Fuck. No, yeah, I wasn't sure.
That's funny.
No, that's... Honestly, because I was actually... When we talked about aliens later, I was going to bring this up.
Yeah.
I think what I'm realizing now, especially as I get older, is that's... It's human error is a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Human error, like, it's not everything's diabolical. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you think that's covering up things, it's just they either don't know or they know and they don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
And then also with the moon thing, they were like, oh, yeah, we really did just lose these files. It's so funny because when I was in my 20s, I worked for Merrimax as a temp. You know, the Merrimax, the company, the famous Harvey Weinstein company. And this is years ago.
They got the lion, right?
No,
that's Golden.
That's Lionsgate.
Yeah.
No, Merrimax was like Pulp Fiction, like the heyday of, like,
Yes.
Shakespeare in Love, all that, right? And it was like after all that, that's when I worked at, like early 2000s, whatever it was, right? So the same exact thing happened. They didn't have an archival person, right? So what was happening is all the stuff from all these movies, what they were doing is putting it in boxes and shipping it to some warehouse in Manhattan. And then they hired an archival person. She realized all this stuff was getting leaked on by a pipe in this thing. So they almost lost all this like memorabilia.
Well, like transcripts of movies and that type of thing?
Oh, yeah, all this stuff.
Wow.
So my temp job for like 3 months, it was the most fun I ever had, was literally they took all those boxes, they shipped them to an Iron Mountain in Jersey. We'd get picked up in the city, drive to Iron Mountain in Jersey, and just switch the boxes. But my point being, it does happen.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, now that's Merrimack, it's a company, but like...
No, but that's a huge company.
Fuck up.
That's a massive company. That's millions of dollars worth of movie, whatever.
Yes.
That they're willing to just toss into a room, and then there's some guy upstairs that runs his bath too long, and now every single line in Pulp Fiction is dead.
Yes, right. Yeah, there's no more makeup photos from Pulp Fiction.
But they could. I mean, that's funny. I mean, so potentially yes. Let's assume that everything in the government is sort of like the DMV.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Right. And it was one of those things where it's like everybody wants to get home early on Friday. Just think of it that way. Everybody wants to go beat the traffic. You know what I mean? Like, it really is what it is. Like, we're all human. They don't care that much. So if you're in there and you know there's no grand conspiracy, not everybody who works for the government is bequested this responsibility of
no,
like,
there's
some
no
weird,
way. Yeah.
There's no top secret. They're not getting top secret clearance. So it's just a desk job for you.
Yeah.
So literally, you're screwing up. If you're screwing up enough,
yeah,
you could lose a whole pile.
They're
of
like,
files.
Hey, man, before you go home tonight, okay, just put the moon stuff
in
the safe,
all right?
And you're like, I got all these other, look, man, I don't care, moon stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the only
top
thing,
priority.
The only stuff that lets us know how to get back to the moon, okay? I'm not fucking around with you, Jerry.
These are the directions to the moon.
These are directions to the moon. It says go north, it's forever.
Yeah.
We can't lose that.
Keep going north. Coast, sail north.
Can't lose it. And he's like, yeah. And then he just goes home.
Right.
This guy just goes home, sums on his desk, a janitor takes all the files, moons something, trashes it.
Absolutely.
I mean,
and
I wonder.
Over time, especially like you said, I didn't realize they did that. If they shut down that section,
and those guys went on like, their jobs,
it's like these it's all government entities. They don't discuss stuff. The people who are working on their projects aren't being like, hey, give me more work with that moon section. They're going, I got to work on my own physics problem to get us to Mars in 40 years. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever it is. Like,
and also my wife's calling me. She's screaming about the kids.
Yeah, right.
And you want me to fucking figure out how to get back to the moon? I don't care about the moon.
Yeah,
I got to go home. You know.
I'm
mean?
Trying to do my job and get paid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, I mean, I guess that could be a thing. You were saying, too, about human error and not knowing what to do with it. This is speaking of conspiracy theories, JFK, right?
I was obsessed with that in high school. I
thought
know a lot
on that
about
is,
that.
Do you know about this thought? That how he died was the FBI agent behind him got spooked by the shot and shot him by himself.
I don't believe
that. He shot him by accident.
I don't believe that.
So what do you believe?
I believe
that one sounds awesome. The most... Really?
Yeah, because it was. Once again, the conspiracy, it wasn't a full-on conspiracy. What it really actually was from what I've heard and read, I've read so much on this, and in my brain, I think I have a pretty down-to-earth, objective brain when it comes to this stuff. I don't try to be crazy with it at all. You know, I try to keep myself my feet planted on the earth. And what I can understand is with being trying to be skeptical while also trying to understand what happened, I think what happened was it was him. He could have been stopped. He should have been stopped beforehand, and he wasn't. And it was, once again, it was human error, and it was ego between FBI and CIA not talking. He literally was in contact with a guy named James Hostie, who was an FBI agent. And he went to James Hostie and dropped a note off to him, and everybody thought it was something about the assassination, and James Hostie buried it and then just ignored it, and then he got killed. It wasn't. It was about James Hostie bugging his wife, because his wife was Russian. Lee Harvey Oswald went back and forth to Russia, like, all the time. So, that, like, that... And right after the McCarthy era.
So many air miles.
So many air miles, yeah. Way more than the moon.
Yeah.
But that, after the McCarthy era, you don't think that they would be being watched? There'd be a file on everybody who's going back and forth and married a Russian person? Even in the 1960s after McCarthy?
See, maybe, but here's what I like. Here's what I like.
Yeah.
The story that it's just, like you said, human error. I just like the idea of human error.
Yeah.
And the FBI agent got spooked by a shot, pulled his own trigger by accident, and blew the fucking man's head off in the back.
I think you'd see more evidence of it. Like, why wouldn't you see? I mean, literally, the FBI agents, you see them the whole time. Why wouldn't you see the trigger being pulled? Also, trajectory-wise, I don't think that lines up. There's a Peter Jennings one that called Case Closed, where he literally talks about all the books I read that wanted it to be a conspiracy. They never mentioned the fact that that car, the back seat where JFK was 6 inches higher than the seat in front of it with James Connolly, okay? If you do that, and then you line up Oswald shot, it's a direct hit through JFK.
Yeah, his seat was
Connolly,
like a
yes, into Connolly's hand, and he drops his hat, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's that physics part, that magic bullet thing's all bullshit.
Here's the thing, though. Peter Jennings, is a lizard person, and we all know that. You know what I mean?
So you're the first person to say that. Somebody else told me.
No, that's
not
a conspiracy theory. I'm kidding. I was just making that up. But okay. Let's get back to the moon here real quick.
Sure.
So again, before I started looking into this, I would have just said I don't believe in the moon landing for the simple fact that. They blew up rockets in the goddamn 90s. They're not doing it today. You'd think you have. If people are talking about living on Mars, yeah. And we've already gone to the moon 50 years ago, you can't get a house up there? You can't get a trailer? You can't get a guy just grilling? One guy? Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's a good point. If we went to the moon in the 60s, shouldn't we just be able to, shouldn't Richard Branson be able to just, shoot up there?
Or at least the astronauts can go back again and chill there.
I think, what is the thought process? That they can do it, they just don't? Is that what
it is? They don't, apparently, because
Richard Branson, they have, that Virgin Galactic thing was a real thing for a while, and now I know he just sold Virgin America, whatever it is, so maybe he's not doing as much of that stuff.
Didn't know that.
They sold to Alaska Airlines, Virgin America.
Why?
I may be losing money. Who knows? Yeah. Because they never really branched out.
Side note, did you hear an idea that Virgin America was going to do?
No.
They were going to have comedians on their flights.
Oh, my God.
So you'd take off. You'd be sitting in the front seat, and you'd get up and go, hey!
Oh, my God.
Is that not the worst idea you've ever heard in your life?
Oh, my God. You think cruise ships are bad. Imagine
dude,
that. Oh, my God.
A tube of death, and then you just sit down.
And then you're just on a flight for 4 more hours, and people...
sitting down.
Oh, my God.
Just sitting down. And probably getting up, like, there'd be a connector, and then other people would get on, and you'd be like, I know you guys didn't get off, but these people are new. Here's the jokes again. One of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, my God.
And they didn't do it, obviously.
You bomb, the air marshal just shoots you in the head.
Right in the back.
Right in the back.
It'd be one of the worst fucking things of your life. But anyways.
I wouldn't do it. I don't even do cruise ships because I'm terrified of what it would be.
Yeah.
Because it's just the worst thing ever, you know?
That was my reason sort of on being like, if we went 50 years ago and now you can't go, what the hell are we talking about?
I believe in that. I believe in that. But I think it's the thing where they go, well, it also, and this is recently, which that's what I said when you were saying about the department being shut down back in the day after they went to the moon. You know, they've been taking money out of NASA for years and years and years. It's just less and less has been being done. And then when we were kids... Like, in America, like, there was a big thing when I was a kid was the Challenger, and then it exploded.
Yes.
And there's all these problems they have. So it's like, maybe that's it. Maybe after all that stuff that happened in the 80s, it's reluctancy to try to even shoot even farther than that. Like,
and also, what are you going for at this point in time? Like, going back to the moon for who and for what?
Well, you know, there's another conspiracy theory that there's a base on the other side of the moon that we can't see that's been built for, like, government elites and rich people to live in when this planet
dies. Let me tell you that. I believe that.
Do you believe that?
Yeah. I at least believe there's a bunker in the center of the Earth where all... You know in Terminator 2, when she's hanging onto the fence and she just turns to bones?
Yes.
So when that happens, that's just poor people and the rich are sipping tea somewhere in the center of the Earth or
it's
the other side of the moon.
So you're saying Elysium is a real thing? Is it Elysium?
No, I haven't, but sure.
But it's like, that's what it's like. It's like the rich people live... And there's above all the poor people. All poor people are on Earth still.
Yeah.
Rich people are up above on the moon. Like, not the moon, it's like the planet Elysium.
Well, that I believe.
Yeah.
That I definitely believe. They at least are planning for it and want to do it. Super, super billionaires.
Oh, there's no way there's not.
Not.
Even all that. Like, you look at Elon Musk, Elon Musk has all these crazy things, but I'm like, it's got to be based in something. The guy's a multi-billionaire. So what do you think he's doing? He's like, I want to get rid of all my money from fun. When he's like, hey, I'll give you $1 billion if you prove we live in a simulation, and then that we're a simulation of something else.
Yeah.
Like, and people, nobody's proven it yet, but I mean, like, I don't think he's not basing that in nothing. Like, there's tons of physicists and scientists that say, yeah, we probably are, you know?
Yeah.
You know that theory?
I've heard of it, yes. That we're all living in a simulation. But that one seems
insane. If we can make our video games as lifelike as they are right now, that means that we're
this.
Video game
we're
else.
In a video game. Yeah. Which would then... a video game of what? Who? Where?
It wouldn't even be like creatures. It would be like... Of like almost like the Matrix, where it's just like these orbs of information that are just pumping out ones and zeros, and they create us. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like that. Like I think
1-1-1-0-1.
1-1-1. It's Kang and Kodos
code
from
binary
the Simpsons.
Code.
It's the two aliens from the Simpsons.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, okay, so we're jumping all over the place. We're gonna get back
all
into
right,
this.
Sorry, let's go to the moon.
No, let's go to the moon here real quick. Did you see the movie? But the documentary about the conspiracy around the Shining. Did you see this room?
Yeah, the room 227.
Yes.
I I saw parts of it, but I didn't see the. I saw clips of it, but I didn't see the whole.
Well, the first like, if, okay, so you've watched the whole thing. I think room 237.
They think it's him. Oh, you go. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, you tell it.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
They think it's him telling the world that he was involved in the taping of the fake moon landing.
Yeah. So sorry, Stanley Kubrick. So anybody, so the making of The Shining. Apparently, there's so much in the movie that Stanley's trying to tell the world. Look, I'm the one that faked the moon landing. They asked me to do it. Here's how we did it, and he's giving you a bunch of pieces as to how that happened. It's an interesting documentary, except for the last 20 minutes. Then it gets like real nuts.
That's when all these things get nuts, because there's like there's another one that I watched. I'll mention it when we talk later, but that's the same thing. It's about aliens. It's the same thing. What was the now? Can you go piece by piece? What was the most convincing things in the room, whatever.
Just, I'm not even like convincing, but just interesting, I guess. Like, you watch it, and, you know, what's his name? What's the kid's name? Tommy, or not Tommy, whatever the kid's
name
is.
Or whatever.
He has a little Apollo 13 shirt on. Where he goes down a hallway is like, I forget what it was, but some, like, a bunch of symbols in that hallway match up with certain things that happen with the moon landing. I don't remember, really.
Really?
I haven't seen this movie in, like, 2 years. But at the time, it was like, okay, it's interesting, regardless. Yeah. I'm not saying that this is exactly the way, but just certain visual things in the movie, you go, okay, I mean, maybe, sure. Also, he's a director. That makes sense. They'd have to have somebody direct this fucking thing.
Yeah, they would need a whole crew. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think it happened. There's too many people involved.
Let me ask you this.
It would have been, you know, they would have blew the whistle. And there's so many people, you know, they would have been like, I'm safe now, I can talk about it, you know?
But you're never going to be safe from the government. They keep going.
Well, it's different, like, if you're in your deathbed, why not just say, I was involved in
maybe
it.
He did. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He could have been like, fucking Quincy Jones said goddamn 2 weeks ago that Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando had sex.
Oh, that's right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, He's on his way. He's like 80. Yeah, He's on his way out. And people are just going to go, but you're an old man. But I mean, that's probably true.
Hey, a lot of people believe it.
So Stanley Kubrick, I can believe that. So Stanley Kubrick, maybe he was on his deathbed being like, I'm the one that did it. And I go, sure, buddy.
Oh, they thought he was just being, that's a good point.
They just pulled the plug on him.
Yeah, he's an old
fucking man. Nobody cares about the old. The elderly. Nobody gives a fuck about old
people.
He said
everything. He could have been like, I killed JFK.
Yeah, man, I was the FBI agent in the back of the car that shot him in the head. But I don't know. Anyways, it's an interesting documentary. You should check it out on the movie.
I will check it out. I don't tend to believe that that's the case. I think that I don't think, because if he was involved in it, I don't see him like the type of guy he was. Wasn't he irreverent? Wasn't he like anti-government guy? And like would he be involved in something to fleece? Also, he was English. I don't think they would have gone to an English guy to do that.
That part makes sense.
Why would they go to some?
No, you're right.
Unless they're going, it makes more sense because they don't want to be an American. It's like, you want to go to a famous director? Like, there's all these people, like, because you can't
a school, can't, a like, student director.
If you want to intimidate somebody, you're going to intimidate. Yeah, just go to a student director, like
18-year-old
Kubrick, who has a giant ego. And also that ego. I think Hollywood ego is too big that he wasn't like, I did it. It was me. I directed it. I'm like, you know, always that part, Hollywood parties, like James Caan back in the day, he's like, Eyes Wide Shut was pretty good, but it was better. The moon landing. My best work was the moon landing.
Did you see what the moon landing got on Rotten Tomatoes? I mean, it's killing it over there. Everybody's saying it's real, but it's not.
It's not.
I did it.
Yeah.
So that's what I was saying when I was reading about it, because years ago I would have just been like, no, there's no way. There's no fucking way. Nobody danced around on the moon. Nobody put up an American flag. Nobody said, one small step for man. Wouldn't you just be like, I'm on the fucking moon? Like, it seems like you wouldn't have, some kind of. But then reading about it, a lot more of the human error aspect comes into it. And like you said, and like we were talking about, that just seems like, okay. That it seems to make sense. Those are just regular human beings that forgot how to fucking get there, lost the pieces on to build the ship, and just went, well, it's over now.
Yeah, because you have to think of it this way. Like, think about all those pieces that they're saying that are this giant machine of a conspiracy working together, and think about all the different people that would be a part of those pieces. They'd all have to be in complete congruence. They all have to be working together.
Well, how many people do you think you need to fake a moon landing? 200?
How many?
Yeah.
Over 200. 200.
400. Let's go 400.
400? Yeah, that's enough. That's enough not to get one of them one day to be like, I wrote a book. We faked the moon landing. Here's all my pictures. People that save a bunch of photos from it. Like, look at me. Like, even with that Miramax thing, like, I, you know, we had a company guy there, but you know how many times there was, like, photos from movie sets and stuff? Like, that I was, like, oh, I wanted to grab and take home and be like, oh, I just have this memento from it.
Yeah.
I don't think they were like, hey, I'm gonna save one of these fake moon rocks as a memento from this shoot that nobody will ever know about.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, we can get 400. There's 400 people out there you can easily find that'll tell you that Avengers 2 is a good movie. Do you know what I mean?
Avengers 2 is a good movie.
I'll stop it.
You're out of your mind.
You know what I mean?
You don't like any of the Marvel movies. You can't even talk anymore.
But I'm saying this. I think you can get...
But that's different than, like, the biggest conspiracy, provable conspiracy in the history of the world.
Well, it's a big one. But there's other big ones. This being one of them. Let's get into this real quick. Same thing. Moon. Yeah.
Before we get into the second part of this podcast, which is about aliens, first I want to say I apologize for the sound quality. It sounds like we recorded in some sort of tube. I'm not entirely sure what happened there. I will make sure that next time it does not happen that way. We've been very good with the sound quality thus far, and I don't know why it is this way, but I hope it is okay right now for this week. Also, one more time, mentioning the sponsor of this week's episode, Sudio.com, Sudio headphones, 24-hour battery life, great wireless headphones that are super comfortable, look super classic, don't have a lot of logos on them, the built-in Bluetooth on them is amazing, they have an aux cord. I'm telling you right now, these headphones are great. They're already reasonably priced. They have tons of that you can get earbud headphones, you can get wireless earbud headphones, and these already reasonably priced headphones right now for a limited time, you can get for 15% less with promo code POSITIVEANGER. That's 15% off with promo code POSITIVEANGER, and they will ship these headphones for free worldwide. I am a big fan of these headphones. Check them out, Sudio.com, Sudio. Check them out. And now we're going to get back to the rest of this podcast where we talk about aliens.
Aliens.
Yeah, so this is my new thing.
Yeah.
Where I realize this is the new I'm an atheist. I went on a date last night and this girl I've been hanging out with, and I brought up the aliens thing. I tried to explain. You cannot not sound crazy if you're talking about this.
Yeah.
It's really kind of nuts because when it comes out, when it fucking drops, when they drop their album, when these aliens, when they drop their new album, my new thing is... I'm a sensible person. You know me. I'm a sensible person.
Oh, yeah.
We joke around, but I'm a sensible person.
No, you seem to be a sensible human man.
And I've been reading everything I can about this, and there's one, and I told you about it on the car ride to that gig. There's one solitary thing that's happened. There's actually a couple that I've read up on that I'm like, there's multiple reasons why I believe this is going on. And unless I see something to the opposite, I'm going to believe that these aren't from this planet.
First of all, I just want to say that you and me, so we were talking about aliens,
yeah.
And that's why I want to have you on the podcast this week. So we were talking about aliens in a car ride from here to Long Island, and we were just like, we had aliens. And that driver just kept peering into the rearview mirror. Yeah. He was like, he didn't get into the conversation, but he was like, oh, fuck, this is great.
Yeah.
Most people are fighting back there or screaming at somebody on the phone.
Or banging back in the ceiling. That's how he was looking back like, guys, you can't do that back there. That's how he was treating it.
Don't get alien on the seats.
His eyes just kept racing to the rear view. But I'm very adamant about it now because I'm like, first off, I'm a believer in the way that things are now in this country. I'm like, anything can be possible. Like, a lot of that when Trump won, not to get back to that, I don't want to talk about Trump at all because it's talked about so ad nauseum now and it's so disgusting at this point. But, like, when Trump won, like, you kind of realize, you're like, oh, like, there's people who think, like, when that whole simulation theory is out there, they go, we're in a simulation, and that was a glitch. That wasn't supposed to happen, and it happened, and it changed our reality. I'm like, I don't 100% disagree with that. I kind of disagree with that, but I mean, like, I can't get my head around it, but I'm like, it's so weird that I'm like, if that guy can become president, which, yes, it could happen. He has a 60% chance of winning. That's odds. Then you go gambling. If you have 16% chance, you might win sometimes. It happens. Play blackjack, whatever. Right? But when it comes to, there's so much more evidence. There's more evidence for aliens to be real than Donald Trump should have been president. Do you know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying is, and there's, I'll give you my list of reasons if you want them now.
Well, did you also?
I don't know how you
want
to do this.
You want them now?
I have a lot to say about it, but I don't know which way you want.
You're kind of like Randy Quaid in Independence Day.
Hello, boys. I'm back.
Going right into the ship. So, okay, let me ask you this quickly. So, I'll tell you, I don't know if I directly believe in aliens. Like, not that I don't either, but I, as I was telling you in the car, I'd love an alien. I'd also love a werewolf, right. A vampire, and that's not to make fun of aliens. I'm saying,
really quick side
note. I'm down with all of it. Go ahead.
Really quick, did you see the wolf thing that was online?
When no.
They caught some wolf in, like, South Carolina or somewhere in, like, Alabama. Some creature was shot and killed, and they don't know what, it's like, they think it's this wolf dog, not wolf dog, like, this dog-like creature that stands on two legs
okay.
all the time.
Yeah.
And, but it has front paws.
Didn't see
and
that.
They killed, it's, I don't know, it's probably all bullshit, but I, but,
yeah. remember,
yeah,
like, the you, Bat Boy. Remember when you were
yeah,
kids?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
that kid, you know, little
Inquirer,
with the fucking yeah, yeah. yeah. The goddamn sun. Eye, the teeth.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then there's weird things of like I read a book about the Lobster Man.
Yeah.
He was a circus sideshow.
Yeah.
And he had lobster fucking claws. You know about this guy?
But was it just like he didn't have all his fingers fully formed?
No, his arms and legs were like claws, like little claws. They weren't. Yes, it was basically feet and hands that weren't fully formed. But I mean, yeah. he had like little lobster claws.
Yeah, but if it forms the right way, it can look like actual claws. It's, and just, was, it's just your nails and stuff.
He
yeah.
was walking around fucking choking people, and his goddamn wife shot him. But so
oh, I didn't
so
know
anyway,
that.
So anyway, yeah.
What year was
murdered
it? Murdered
years ago. No, no, no. Not like, I don't
he
think it was the 30s.
People?
He was fucking, he was an angry
yeah,
lobster
think
man.
Think about how angry you would be.
You got no arms, you got no legs. Well, yeah. you have no hands and feet.
Yeah.
And people are just shoving you into a cage and fucking poking you with sticks and jumping butter on you, and you got to do like a little lobster dance. And then he was an angry fucking lobster man.
Putting bibs on in front of you.
So the lobster man is not that far off from the fucking bat boy, who I don't know anything about this wolf creature. But again, I'm down with the whole thing. When
right.
I was telling you, when the rapture happened, I was like, let's bring a demon out of the ground and watch it
yeah,
slash
well,
a woman in half.
Right.
Down.
Might as well see that before I go.
Might as well
if
see
I'm
it before
going
I'm
anyway,
dead.
It's like you just, it's all for naught.
So did you, exactly. So did you believe in aliens before you, these new revelations? Have you always
yes.
been an aliens
no,
man?
No, well, here's the thing. I was like you. I wanted it. I wanted
let's do it.
It.
Yeah.
I wanted it. And I always was like, yeah, I always thought, yeah, I think it has to be possible. The older I got, the more I was like, there has to be, just by the law of averages, there has to be a planet somewhere with other people, other beings on it. Then you have the whole argument of like, all right, but have they come here? And then I was like, yeah, probably not. Maybe because it's too far, and we can't get places. And they don't. If they're more prehistoric than us, they're not getting anywhere. You know, it depends on. And then I started reading up about the Fermi paradox, and it's if we haven't encountered them, why? And all these different reasons. It's like, where first, where last, we're too far away. They're purposely not contacting us because they know it. If they do contact us, that means they're going to destroy us. They purposely not because if we contact them, we might try to destroy them. Like they know to stay clear, or we're not on a frequency where we can understand.
The frequency thing I was looking up last night, and they said that there's so many frequencies that people could potentially find aliens through frequencies, right?
Yeah.
But then our own technology gets in the way. Texts get in the way of it.
Yeah. Oh, it's all blocking it?
Yes. So they said that there was a group in Australia who heard this noise, and they thought for sure that it was, they didn't know what it was, and they were like, it has to be some sort of alien.
Oh, yeah.
17 years go by, and they're trying to figure out what it was. They figured out what it was. You know what it was?
Ugh.
Some people.
Somebody's voicemail?
No, it was even dumber than that. In an office building, people opening a microwave before it was fully done.
That's what it was?
17 years it took them to find out what that is. So our own technology gets in the way of all these tiny little frequencies, stopping people from being able to fucking maybe get in contact with aliens as
is. Well, that's the more I got into it, the more I started reading. I'm dying for that to be for real. There was that project, the not Australian, this other project was run by this woman named Sarah Sago called SETI. She ran SETI, which is the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but there's another one. There's SETI and something else where one of them were just sending a signal out like, hey, here's a flag. Here we are. SETI was, we're going to try to find, she was trying to find life and she's trying to find exoplanets, planets that we could, if we got the technology together, we could go
colonize.
Recolonize. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Like planets that have Earth-like weather and Earth-like, you know, ecosystems.
And tits.
And tits and butts.
Because if they don't have tits and butts, what are we even doing there?
What are we doing?
I don't care about the water. Does it have tits?
So anyway, so I started reading that. And then, to be honest, in Canada, there's a guy, there's a guy who's a fan. He's a friend of mine. He's a fan of, he comes to my shows. And when I've done clubs in Canada a couple times, this guy, Sean, and he works for NASA. I think now he works for NASA, and he's a physicist.
Okay.
And he does smaller projects. He was doing stuff that was like to figure out different ways to, like you said before, like open up a can of
pickles
or whatever. So like stuff like that. But they do all that. Like that's one of the greatest things I've ever heard that Sarah Sager said. She goes, people ask us if we can't reach these planets, why are we trying to get there? Because in trying to get to these planets, you're inventing other types of technology that makes our life easier on Earth.
Okay.
So that's the whole point. So if you try to get to that whatever planet, and then you can't, but you're like, hey, but now I just have a thing that, a better robotic leg for my grandma when she loses it. You know, stuff like that. So that's, I find that interesting to me.
Sure.
Like, because I'm so far out of that. Like,
well, I also just think about it, you go, how would you even start to have the idea of getting there? But people do it.
People do it.
People sit down and they go, well, here's how we might
brains,
be able to do
they
it.
Do it. Right. They have.
Because that's insane. You go, how do you get to the moon? You don't.
They think of all the different possible types of energy. They think of, like, well,
I can't get to Brazil,
this
for
what,
God's sake.
This is what got us, quote unquote, to the moon.
Yeah.
What can get us even farther? How do we keep the weight off? But we have thrusters. Like, but it's one of these things of mastering. I remember there was a Popular Mechanics, edition of Popular Mechanics that was like, oh, this is what it'll probably be like 100 years from now, which is like, we're going to get, it's all this like, black hole energy type stuff that we're like, we're going to pull from space to keep, like, we're going to use black holes to keep us going, like these unmanned ships or something to keep us, to get us into like these nether parts of the universe that we couldn't go in our human bodies. That kind of stuff. Where it's really, really interesting stuff. And it's all theory, but it's fun to read.
Yeah.
Now, I find that stuff interesting. When I look at this stuff with a level head. I look at this stuff like, if you can't explain to me, these people are fucking science. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's very telling, the UFO thing. I'll tell you why. Stephen Hawking,
yes.
Genius, right?
Well,
what?
He's a man in a chair. I mean, look.
Oh my God.
Okay, he's a genius.
Brief history of time.
He's a genius, but I mean, my God.
You don't think he's a genius? Don't think he's like, he's a scholar. He was a professor. He an author. He wrote all. He figured out all sorts of things about physics. And
sure.
In the course of his life, like, that's a genius. Or he's
Let
a
me
physics,
tell you this.
He's a physics genius.
You're a physics genius. I'll go there. Because if you're a real genius, you'd fix your face a little bit. You know what I mean?
Are you crazy?
Other people gotta look at you, for God's sake. If you can figure out string theory and all this shit. Put your goddamn jaw into a decent human place so that people don't fucking cower in fear when you roll into a room.
I think if he could have, he would have, Nathan.
I think if he was a genius, he could have. Yes, the man's a genius
The man's a genius. So, but here you go. This proves to you how... This is why I believe it when they say you can't talk about it now because people think you're crazy, is when everybody's like, Stephen Hawking, one of the most brilliant minds ever. The minute he said, we better hope there's not aliens, because if they are, they're going to come and try to kill us. They were like, Stephen Hawking, this crackpot. The minute he mentioned aliens.
Mm-hmm.
That's years and years of us being like, he's amazing. The minute he mentions aliens, they go, come on, Stephen.
I wonder why he even mentioned that. Was that right in the roundabout time he was cheating on his wife? And his wife walked into the room and was like, hey, have you been rolling into another woman? And he's like, we better hope that aliens don't. Come down. Just instantly change the subject.
His wife comes in. She goes, Steven. He goes, I'd like to make a statement.
If aliens come down, you better hope.
Yes, I am fucking your best friend. But if aliens come down, you better watch out.
And fucking is a loose term. I am allowing her to place me inside of her body. I can't do much. I don't know if you can tell. I'm locked in a chair.
It's more like putting on a fanny pack.
But it is interesting that I think it's interesting that if you do try to talk about it with people, people just call you crazy. Because also, what else are we doing here? The iPhones aren't really getting any better. And who cares if they even do? If there's aliens out there, let's try to get to some aliens.
Let's try to get some aliens. Absolutely. But my thing is this. I'm not turning around and saying, yeah, like, that's, I'm not like that where I'm like, yes, there's definitely 100% aliens. What I'm turning around and saying is, over the course of, since the 50s you have, since Roswell, you've had thousands of people eyewitness. The amount, there's a big portion of those people that are reputable people that aren't. Like Douglas MacArthur, they had a quote from him in that unacknowledged documentary. All sorts of pilots, like sober fucking pilots that are in the air. Do you know what I mean? Like, these pilots have to be...
Not Denzel Washington.
No, that's
flying around up there on a couple of fucking vodkas. That's a list sober.
But you know what I mean? Where it's like, or like, all right, here you go.
Yeah.
Or, but I mean, like...
Not just... ignorant farmers,
not just
in
rednecks,
crop
yeah,
fields.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
talking real people with those are real people, but we're talking about a person with a job that any human being would go, yes, I trust this human being's opinion.
Also, pilots where it's like, of people that, like I said this, like, we're in comedy. We know what's coming out in comedy. We know gossip about comedy. We know where it's probably going. We know the trajectory of it. We know that the online thing or
who's getting taken down
now, or who's taken down, stuff like that. We hear that first, right?
Yeah.
if you're a pilot and you're into that kind of stuff, you don't think you read articles about the different types of technology they're working on in the government or like what could be possible?
Especially in the government. When you're like in the army.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. But then you show me a video of two F-18 fucking pilots watching an object and not knowing what it is, trying to figure it out, and like they're just flabbergasted by it, and they're not more sensibly being like, it's probably this, probably that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they don't even name the types of ships that it could be.
They literally, what I'm referring to is this video that was released of this object. They're flying along this object that's going like super fast against the wind, out of nowhere. It has no wings, no exhaust, no sign of like it being like an airplane or any kind of like thing that exists already. Out of nowhere, it just starts rotating. And they're freaked out when it starts. They're like, it's rotating. This is crazy. And they make reference to like, hey, there's a whole fleet of these things. And what they're referring to is back in 2004, off the coast of San Diego, there was a whole fleet of these things that were showing up on radar outside this aircraft carrier, the USS Nimitz, right? So they were reading these things for like days. And then finally, they got like a locked location on one of them. They sent these two guys to go see it. And that's the exchange that happened. Then one of them, one of these pilots, who I've seen him do the interview three different times, and he does not change his fucking story, talks about kind of being in a clockwise circle with this thing and going back and forth with it, then cutting through the circle to try to get it, and it takes off at hyperspeed. Okay. Then they call back in to the USS Nimitz and say, yeah, we lost it. And the people on the other end at the ship went, you won't believe this, it's back here. They go back, they see the water trending from where the thing was, like, you know, powering up, whatever it was. Here's the thing. These aren't fucking, it's not my friends. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know what I mean?
You're not in a camping trip.
Yes.
And somebody's taking some acid.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, the article first arrived in New York Times. That was the first time they came out. And they weren't
the failing New York
the
Times.
The failing New York Times, the fake news. But like, the New York Times, they put out this video, they put out the article, and what the article was about was what they could prove, which was there was a government program that was started, and I forget, always forget the name of it, but it was started by Harry Reid, who was a senator, and that was one of, yeah, what's up, dude? Sorry.
That's fine. That's hilarious.
Harry Reid was really into this, and he had a guy, Robert something, who's funding all this stuff. And
yeah.
But the thing that hurts it a lot, what time is it now?
No, we got time, we got time.
The thing that hurts it a lot is that one of the people who started this company is Tom DeLonge, who's from Blink 182. So the guy from Blink 182.
This is the third time in two weeks that I've heard you mention this man in Blink 182.
Yeah.
And you explained it to me, but please explain this to me again listening.
Okay.
How is Blink 182 involved in aliens?
All right, Tom DeLonge, who's like, I guess, the guitarist and lead singer of Blink 182, or one of the singers of Blink 182.
Okay.
Now, I don't think they're still around anymore as a band. Has always been into this, apparently. Like, if you're a Blink, I didn't know this because I was a huge Blink 182 fan.
Me neither.
He has, tons of songs have UFO references. He has to the stars in the stars, you know, everything with planets. He's been into this for a long time. And he's been corresponding for years with the different people in the government, he says. Now, not just him by himself, but him with the money from himself and this guy, Robert, I forget his last name. The guy who's friends with Harry Reid.
Okay.
They started a company called To the Stars Academy.
Okay.
To the Stars Academy, they're credited with releasing that video. They got the video. It's made up of all these guys who used to work at NASA, the Department of Defense, and I think also, you know, maybe the CIA or something like that, whatever it is. But government guys who left their jobs because what happened was they worked for this program that Harry Reid started back in 2012, or it was supposed to stop in 2012. It started in 2003 or something. They worked for this program, which their main goal, and they did it under the guise of like, hey, we want to search the skies for aerial threats from other countries against America.
Okay.
And what they really do is watching tapes of people thought were UFOs, and they were able to explain like 80% of them, or 90%, or whatever it was, 80%. But a certain portion of these, a slim portion of them, they couldn't explain. And some of the things these guys saw, after seeing tape after tape after tape, they were like, we don't think it's of this world. So they left their jobs, started this company with Tom DeLonge. There's so much, so many theories about what really is going on. They're just trying to make money. They're doing it for entertainment purposes. They're not actually wanting to find out anything. They say their goal is to reverse engineer this technology that they know of.
Yeah,
like,
why?
Like, to help things on this planet, like as far as like, so we can like, you know, get to Mars faster, or we can help cars or have things that
imagine the first trip to Mars. They're like, all right, it's going to take a full year to get there, but when you land, Blink 182 concert. Like, I'm not going to Mars.
Well, you know what it is? They say that from what they've seen, this is what I think it is, because it's like you said before. It sounds great, and then out of nowhere, Tom DeLonge, I'm like, oh, cool, he did an interview on Joe Rogan. I watched the Joe Rogan interview. He's coked out of his mind, and you're like, oh, so is this all just nonsense?
Yeah.
But it's not just him that's doing this. It's like these other guys in this company, they have interviews with them. That pilot from that thing I just told you about, like, it's all these things that I'm like, hey, these guys are saying they can't explain it. I can't explain it. The only thing, the more boring these guys are, I don't think they're looking for fame.
Yeah.
So then what is it? If it's another government, fine, it's another government. But if it's another guy, that's why I think the government's not, they're not covering anything up. It's once again ineptness. They can't
come
out.
So you think even that they kind of know, maybe?
I think the government knows, but they know about it and they can't explain it either.
So there's another guy, they go, look, Jerry, remember 50 years ago I told you to put that stuff, the moon stuff, in the safe and you didn't do it? Okay, I'm going to need you to send a tweet from the government Twitter that says, we know about aliens and we'll have more to come. Yeah, 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 sure. No, yeah. Jerry, I'm not fucking around today, man.
He's the Mr. Bean of NASA.
He falls through a window. Yeah,
he's Kramer. From
Every time he has to do something important, he just, whoops.
Whoa.
Covers his whole computer in jelly. For fuck's sake, Jerry. And then they can't send out the tweet for some reason. But so the whole idea maybe being that they know, but they don't want to tell people.
They say they know about that we have these, that we they have sources of unlimited energy that could power the whole planet for a fraction of the exhaust of the planet. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but I'm like, that sounds, I don't understand that stuff. I see them say that and I'm like, oh, are they crackpots? But then when you have like, when you have guys that are working for these companies and then you watch them, they seem pretty with it. Like, I'm like, and then you see the video and you're like, well, I can't explain that either. It's not like a balloon. It's not a thing. And then you have other instances where it's like, this can't be explained either. There's a thing from Chicago that was really interesting where there was hundreds of witnesses of this, like, a disc that was in the air above the fucking Chicago O'Hare Airport and one of the United Gates. So I'm like, and then there's a video online of these two newscasters talking about it off camera. And they're talking about it like it happened.
Yeah.
They're not, the guy who broke the story, he's talking to the guy who's the newscaster. And they're talking about it like, wow, this really happened then. Like, they're not talking about it like, hey, how can we make this sound better than it is?
Yeah.
They're talking about it like it's a for real thing. You saw it, this guy saw it, that guy saw it.
So what do you think? I mean, so, okay, let's say, and again, I would love an alien. You know what I mean? Before I'm gone, I'd love to see an alien literally come down and take somebody right off the street. Literally, a ship comes down, beam, gone. Even if I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Right now, beam,
yeah,
boom. What a great way to end a podcast about aliens.
I don't know where you're here. And I'm like, oh my God, I was kidding. And you're like, Sean!
But I think definitely there's people that know something. There are some, okay, you were saying like how many people you'd have to have be quiet in the government if certain things were real. Aliens, there's a few people in the government that know way more than everybody else.
I think they do. Well, that's why Hillary Clinton was quoted right before she was supposed to win, and she didn't, but whatever. Her, John Podesta, her chief of staff and her campaign manager, he was all into this. He was conversing back and forth with Tom DeLonge about all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then he said that was one of the promises that when he signed on with Hillary Clinton to work for her again, he said, we have to look into this when you become president. She said it. They wanted to release these files.
And this is her big statement. I want to put money into aliens because I want to find my family.
The other thing I think you're going to find out is that Roswell, I always thought Roswell was bullshit. I think you're going to find out Roswell was real. I think that's what you're going to find out too.
Me personally?
No, you're going to find out and it's going to be a movie about you. Do I tell anybody?
I can't wait. I was actually looking up Roswell stuff. Roswell looks like a cool little town.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's like alien themed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's their bread and butter.
I know,
now,
but
for
it's great.
50 years.
There's like a spaceship painted on the side of a Walmart. You're like, that's a party.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was I going to say? Oh, that's the other thing I read last night too, is about aliens. They were saying that, first of all,
there's another theory too that I'll tell you in a second.
Scientists do believe that there's got to be something out there because of how much is out there.
Right.
They were like, there has to be something out there.
It's
we
endless.
Can't really get to it because there's so many things that we haven't looked at. They said there's like, say, 10 million channels to look at. They've looked at thousands.
Right.
They haven't
gone
through it. Our technology gets in the way. Also, money is a big thing. There's not enough money funded into these things to continue the search for.
And that's why you have that private money in it
now.
And that's why see how they're finding things all the time. If you look at look up astronomy stuff or astrology stuff, not astrology, astronomy on your iPhone news stuff, there's 15 articles a day about new stuff they're finding out there.
Yeah.
And these full on, these pictures of black holes, these pictures of, or these renderings of, oh my God, we just found out this is what, you know, this is actually, we thought this is what it is.
We were joking about it earlier, but if aliens had ass, we would have found them already.
If they had ass?
If aliens had hot? Giant asses, people would have already found. You don't think we want to see an alien
follow
ass?
The butts.
Like giant asses? The world right now wants asses bigger, bigger and bigger every year. If aliens had giant asses, everybody would know that aliens were out there.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian. What was the other thing you were going to say?
The other theory that I've read up on, and I think find interesting as well, but it sounds batshit, but it could be. I listened to a podcast one time that was it was a skeptics podcast, and when the Tom DeLonge thing came out, these skeptics, they were like, listen, you think with our technology that we have now, if there was aliens, we would have full on video of these aliens or of clear HD video of one of these spaceships. People are filming constantly.
Yeah.
They said, why is it always out of our reach? Why is it always? And they do make sense.
And
with
a shaky, weird, broken up VCR camera.
Yeah. But it's like, but you know what? One of those things where one of the theories, and they go, and why are they always here and they're gone the next minute? That's why you can't sustain it.
Yeah.
And now there's other things. There's people had eyewitnesses, but they've seen them for a long period of time. And the other theory they have is that it's not aliens; it's interdimensional ships that are coming here. So what it is, and it makes sense in a way because a lot of the places these ships show up is in sources of great power.
Yeah.
So like nuclear power plants, they have tons of things where ships have shown up and the power plant shuts down for 10 minutes and then it's back online. The thing's gone.
Okay.
Like. They think like if that's enough power for it, like they're harnessing the power to come over from a different dimension to see what's going on and then go back. You know what I'm saying? Like it sounds crazy, but I'm like that's one.
And just to see the ineptness of a guy, he's gonna put your plutonium rods.
Just a Homer Simpson. Just Homer Simpson.
He puts them like on a vending machine to get some chips. It melts right through the whole thing. And he's like, oh, for fuck's sake. All right, we got to get out of here. But let me ask you: so, moon landing, yes or no?
I think deep down I say yes. I wish it wasn't, but I'd say yes.
It's such a great story. They're both good stories. Aliens, you're in. Aliens are out there.
I say yes, but I'm also like I believe what I see, and from what I've seen, it makes me like decide yes, probably. Like you know, like the odds are more that than a lot of other things.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying.
Well, buddy, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me, dude.
This is a full party. Tell people where they can find you.
You can get me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is @ShawneyTime. It's SeanyTime. I have a website, SeanDonnellyComedy.com, and I have the podcast, Defend Your Movie. Go check it out.
And yeah, Sean Donnelly, super, super funny, guys. Please check him out. Positive Anger @mail.com for any thoughts, feelings, opinions, shout outs. Please email me there. @NathanMcIntosh on Twitter and Instagram, and NathanMcIntosh.com for upcoming shows. This week I am in Baltimore. If anybody is in the area, let me know. And next week I will be in Atlantic City. What a party. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please email your thoughts on aliens and the moon landing. PositiveAnger @mail.com or hit up Sean and let him know your thoughts on his Randy Quaid type ramblings. Thank you guys so much for listening. Later.